92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The International Space Station has been continuously looping around our planet in a fixed orbit many miles above the Earth for over 25 years. It's been home for many dozens of astronauts during that time who have done many science research experiments up there, but nothing lasts forever, and NASA is now faced with a bit of a problem. They have an aging research facility, which is far away and becoming very difficult and quite expensive to maintain. So the geeks at NASA are considering proposals for what they're calling decommissioning the ISS, which basically means coming up with a way to safely drop it into Earth's atmosphere to burn up. It's too big to bring home and put into a museum, and they estimate that will cost a minimum of $1 billion. Yikes. This destruction is tentatively scheduled for soon after 2030, but the planning process has become a very extreme, delicate matter for the aerospace engineering teams. There's also a bit of a political battle going on because, as the title clearly states, it's the International Space Station. It's already lasted much longer than they originally intended. It was supposed to only be active for 15 years. And there's quite a bit of buzz going on down at NASA because it's not every day that the geeks get to organize a maneuver like this. I mean, how often do you get to destroy a space station? Seriously.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.